This is Lifestyle Decisions, a podcast based on the book by Scott R. Long.
The world, it's a-changin'. Taboos are falling by the wayside. Lifestyle choices common among older evangelicals are often viewed as archaic and approach extinction. Scott Long is a conservative evangelical who views their passing with a mixture of appreciation and sadness. In Lifestyle Decisions, Scott reviews the purpose for many of those choices and may even spruce some of them up for contemporary adoption. The listener is forewarned. Give his thoughts a listen, and you may just find yourself getting a little old school in your Lifestyle Decisions. Like mere men. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, the Apostle Paul refers to some brethren as carnal. Carnality means to be governed by one's fallen natural condition. After mankind sinned, prone to sin became the natural condition. There is a remedy for carnality. It's spirituality, which means being under the influence of the Holy Spirit, which is analogous to being under the influence of wine. For a Christian to be carnal is like living in an Arctic house with the furnace turned nearly off. With little influence from the furnace, the house returns to the natural condition. Cold. Mind you, the house has a furnace, but it's turned down. A carnal Christian is indwelt by the Holy Spirit, but he is grieved, quenched, and largely ignored. Why would anyone live in an Arctic house with the furnace turned down? Perhaps to save fuel cost. There is an explanation. Still, it's a poor choice. And there are reasons Christians minimize the influence of the Holy Spirit. Nonetheless, it's a poor choice. Sadness over carnality underlies this book. However, its content will not cure the ailment. I believe this book will help someone who is eager for truth, someone whose intellect is weighing evidence. But foundational to good lifestyle choices is being under the influence of the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 5:18. A word of warning. Should you pursue holiness and purity, do not be intimidated by accusations of legalism and unchrist-like separation from lost people. James 1:27 names two characteristics of pure and undefiled religion. One is visiting orphans and widows. The second is keeping oneself unspotted from the world. Such religion has an outreach dimension and a personal holiness dimension. The two dimensions are compatible. Scriptures read are from the New King James Version, copyright 1982, by Thomas Nelson, Inc., used by permission, all rights reserved. The views expressed here are those of the author. Audio narration by Nathan Long.